Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone joining us. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. All right, Brett, we are here. I'm sure your brother's pretty damn happy, but the job is not done. And here are the Dodgers, who are absolutely loaded. Mike and I have been saying, we think, okay, we don't know, but like, are more people going to be interested because of the fact that it's Yankees-Dodgers? And these are huge brands with a huge star power.
Well, I think it's a movie script. You know, I think it's and it really did work out the way it's supposed to from a statistical perspective. I mean, you look at the Yankees, they were 94-68, best record in the American League. Dodgers, 98-64, best record in the National League. And they're facing each other in the postseason. L.A., New York, tons of star power. I mean, Ohtani and Betts and Freeman, and the list goes on and in L.A. And then you move out to New York and you got Judge and Soto and Garrett Cole on the Hill game one. And then if you want to get movie time, you get into Aaron Boone and Doc for the two managers.
Right.
Doc Roberts. Roberts went to UCLA. Aaron went to SC. So it's like a storybook all the way down to the manager. I think it'll be interesting. And they're pretty evenly matched. I mean, they're pretty evenly matched. So I think it should be a great World Series.
Our only beef is, let's get on with it already. I just felt like they lost some momentum because, you know, that Mets-Dodgers series was strange how it was kind of, you know, blowout city in almost every game. But it just, we have to wait 6 days while there's other big things happening in the world of sports.
Yeah. Well, that's how it, you know, and that's why we're going in for the first time. I guess it's been for a couple of years, but
right.
I remember back, you know, 20 years ago, you were done by now.
Right.
It was over. And now you're going into November. So it's just the long rounds of play. I think Major League Baseball is still tinkering with the postseason since we have this new format of what is the exact right amount of time. If the games all go, you know, the final round, they all go seven games. Where do we need to be? You know, how do we get everybody and the accommodation set up? And I think right now they're going with, you know, we're going to have almost a week off between the last game and the first game of the World Series. But it's constant tinkering, and I think this is just the way it worked out. But boys will be ready to go, and the machine will be running again starting tomorrow night.
I was going to ask you, how'd your brother handle the layoff, and what was he doing? I know sometimes, like, simulated games, or what was the routine to keep guys fresh?
Yeah, I talked to him early in the week, right after they clinched, and I said, what are you going to do? You going to lay low? And he said, well, if the Dodgers get in, Dodgers were still playing, they hadn't clinched against the Mets yet. He said, we're going to head out to L.A. on Wednesday. So I think they got in last night, and they're probably going through a workout today. I'm sure they had a light workout in New York, probably on Tuesday, probably gave Monday off. They'll probably have a workout today, you know, a bunch of media, and then tomorrow get after it. So a little bit of downtime for the guy, you know, on the Dodger side with the Freddie Freeman at first base. It was perfect timing for him to get 5 days off of that foot. So it'll be interesting to see if he's back in the lineup. But I think we're ready to go. Tomorrow night, you got an SC football game and the World Series, and I think a couple other sporting events are going on. So L.A. is going to be absolute circus tomorrow night.
It is. I'm curious. Listen, your family and you've been around baseball all your life, but for most fans, there's a moment where you fall in love with the game, right? And I'm thinking back to 81. This is the last time these two teams met. Pedro Guerrero, Ron Say, Steve Yeager. I mean, they're stars even then. But looking back, Mike and I were saying earlier, you know, there were certain series that as kids we watched and it was like, couldn't miss. Loved it, even though we didn't live in those cities. Well, when did you fall in love? Was there a series that you remember that, like, as a kid growing up, even though your family was in it, where you were like, this is awesome?
Well, yeah, the obvious answer for me is 1980. Dad's Phillies win the World Series, and I'm there for it, and I'm on the float the next day in the parade, and I'm 10 years old.
Wow.
I'll tell you, I've lived a pretty blessed life, you know. From Grandpa about Ted Williams for the 99th time, and the Bob Fellers and how they were better than we were, and then through my childhood, just growing up the way I did, going to the ballpark for all those years in Philadelphia. Then my dad got traded to the Angels, and then I continued that on in Southern California, and then my career. So I've got to see a lot of things, but still to this day, some of my fondest memories are from my childhood, those 70s and 80s. I think that was the golden age. That was my favorite time. You know, I got to go to All-Star games and World Series in my own career, but just being a kid watching the big bad Buccos come to town in Philly and the big red machine and those Dodgers, with you mentioned Say and Garvey and Lopes and Russell, that infield, yet Dusty Baker in left field. Those are the golden age of baseball for me and all my travels. So I love that. And I've got, we're doing a live stream, the first game of the World Series. And I got, you mentioned it, my first guest in the second inning, we got Ron Say coming in to talk about that. Then I got Chipper Jones and Andrew Jones, and then Tino Martinez finishes it off. So it's going to be, it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
It's funny. We were at a bar on Wednesday. We were Wild Wing, and I said, I said, who was the Penguin? We had the Rod Say trivia question. Brett Boone is with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Advantage Dodgers pitching? I mean, Garrett Cole, I mean, how do you see it as far as Dodgers have been having to deal with injuries seemingly the last two seasons with their starting pitching?
Well, I look at the starting pitching, I give the advantage to the Yankees because of Garrett Cole. I look at the Dodgers, the way they got here, very unconventional. They're going with the bullpen games. They had four shutouts in the postseason, and most of those were done with the bullpen games. One game, I think Flaherty pitched seven innings, and it wasn't a bullpen game. But the other shutouts were bullpen games. I was listening to John Smoltz the other day, and he said, two things happen with these bullpen games. They either go really well or they go off the rails. And I tend to agree with him there. I think when you think of the World Series, you think of the best starting pitching in the world. That's the way it's always been. I think that's what history will prove it's been. This year, a little unconventional the way the Dodgers have got there. And I just don't know if you can go that bullpen route and win a World Series. We're about to find out. The starting pitching with the Yankees, you got Garrett Cole. I think he's the key. I think if Garrett Cole pitches like the Cy Young Award winner he was a year ago, I think the Yankees win the series because they don't have anybody to counter him on the Dodgers side. You've got Flaherty, who got really roughed up his last outing. It's going to be interesting how he bounces back in game one. Yamamoto, the big contract coming over from Japan, all the expectations, had some arm injuries, and he's hit or miss. I think in the closing game against San Diego Padres, he was phenomenal. But other than that, he's been back and forth, you know, giving you two, three innings. Walker Buehler is not the Walker Buehler of 2021, where he's a bona fide number one. He pitched good his last outing, and everybody was talking about it, but I'm looking at the numbers going, he pitched four innings. Big deal. Anybody can pitch four innings. I'm used to the old days where it was those big matchups, Verlander versus Scherzer, the Randy Johnson against Roger Clemens, those type of matchups, and they really seem they're kind of going away, you know. And so for me, it's the whole key to the series for me is Garrett Cole from the Yankees' perspective. I think when you get to the lineups, they both have tons of star power. We mentioned with Judge and Soto and Ohtani and Betts, and that's just to name a few. I think the Dodgers lineup's a little longer and a little more firepower deeper in the lineup. You've got the Muncies and the Teoscar Hernandez. You saw Edmonds and Kiki Hernandez play big roles in the Dodgers getting here. So I think their lineup's a little bit longer. When it comes down to it, it's Garrett Cole. Bullpens, both. Solid bullpens, really good bullpens. So I call it a wash there. You get the home field advantage for the Dodgers, so that's a little bit of an advantage. It's so evenly matched, but if push came to shove, and I just got off the show doing this, they said, if you had to bet on this, who are you betting on? Well, the Dodgers are a little bit of a favorite, and I think that's just because of the home field.
Yeah.
But if you shorten the series, the home field's out of play. So if I had to bet, I wouldn't. But if I had to, I'd bet the Yankees. I think the Yankees have a slight advantage.
Yeah, and here's what's interesting. As we talked to Brett Boone, you know, the Yankees sent a bunch of, you know, it was a big haul to San Diego to acquire Juan Soto. Soto's in the last year of his contract. That's paid off, right, because of how he's played with Judge, 1-2. But what about Stanton? I mean, are we leaving out what could be the X factor in this thing for the Yankees and Giancarlo Stanton and how well he's been playing?
Well, I've said all year with the New York Yankees, I said, we know what we're getting with a healthy Aaron Judge. I know what I'm getting with a healthy Juan Soto. They're going to be MVP candidates. Judge is going to win the MVP. But the biggest factor, I thought, was a healthy presence of Giancarlo Stanton. And he's not going to be an MVP. But just have him in the middle of that lineup lurking was, I thought, was key to the Yankees' success. Because then you can't just kind of put Juan Soto and Judge in a box and not let them beat you. You got to pitch to somebody. And if Stanton's a factor, which he's been a huge factor, I think he just won the ALCS MVP. I think that makes all the difference in the world. Now, I think you're going to have – I mentioned Kiki Hernandez on the other side and the Edmonds with the big final game on clinch night where he had four ribbies. Those guys are important. The Volpes of the world, the Verdugos, the Torres at the top of the lineup, Jazz Chisholm, who when the Yankees acquired him at the trade deadline, I think they got more than they bargained for. I think they got a better player than they were expecting. He was a huge part of that team winning – the division this year, but he's been kind of absent in the postseason. So you're going to have the Chisholms of the world come back and do something offensively. He's been real silent so far. And with those Dodgers, you know, the Max Muncy's, he had a great series. He got on base 12 times in a row. Teoscar Hernandez in this last round had a rough one. Is he going to revive that and come back? Aaron Judge overall hit two really big two-run homers. But other than that, he was kind of held in check. So there's a lot of interesting storylines, I think, that it's going to be fascinating to see how they play out. But Stanton definitely, still, I think, if Stanton's a factor and Stanton swings the bat well in the World Series, that gives even a bigger advantage, in my mind, to the New York Yankees.
All right, Brett, we got to cut you loose, but since this is one of our last chances to speak with you during baseball season, we went bananas a few weeks ago when the Braves moved on from their hitting instructor because a year ago we had the best hitting team in baseball, and Kevin Seitzer got, and we're bringing
in
a new guy, and it's cool. He's been around Major League Baseball. He's part of the Rangers who just won a World Series. He's won a couple of World Series, but what do you make of hitting instructors? Tim Hyers, by the way, is the new guy. When you were struggling, can they get you right, philosophy, or is it at the end of the day, the players still are ultimately responsible for how they make it work?
Without a doubt, it's the players. And I laugh year after year when teams don't hit, fire the hitting instructor. Well, let me let you in on a little something. It has nothing to do with the hitting instructor. I probably had 20 hitting instructors in my professional career, and probably one or two could help me at all. The greatest hitting instructors in the world are the best psychologists. The ones that can come up when you're struggling and you got that look on your face and you're completely lost. A guy like that for me was a Lee Elia. He would come by and he'd look at me and go, "Booney, how you doing?" And I'd say, "Lee, how do you think I'm doing? I'm 0 for my last 8. I'm not seeing the breaking ball. My swing stinks." And he'd look at me and he'd go, "How about this? Remember 2 weeks ago when we were in Texas and you did that thing with your top hand?" And I'd look at him, I go, "Yeah, I remember that." And he goes, "Why don't you try that?" And he'd walk away. All of a sudden, I went from hopeless, I got no chance, to I've got a chance. And what hitting is, obviously, we all do the same things when the ball's in the hitting zone to be successful, but it's the mental side. It's every day, and hitting, that's why hitting's so hard. The guys that can mentally say something to the individual that jars something loose and gets them on the right track, that's the most important part of being a hitting instructor. We're all going to get to the ballpark early when we're struggling to get on the tee, soft toss, whatever we need to do to correct the physicals. But it's the mental game, and the hitting instructor that can reach you mentally are, to me, the most valuable guys out there, and there's not too many of them.
Don't tell your brother, but I actually give him the edge as well in his managers. Dave Roberts, sometimes we've seen
it was cool seeing them both. They're both constantly on the hot seat. It was great to see them both make it to the World Series.
Yeah, Roberts, just in my opinion, I mean, there have been some crazy moments for him in these plays. Listen,
don't they jam the analytics down his throat, though?
But the Dodgers have been loaded for a long time, Mike, and they got one of these things. I know they're hard to win. I get it, but yeah, I like the way your brother's getting it done, man. We'll see. Brett Boone, we appreciate you joining us, man. Thanks so much for an incredible year of talking baseball with you, and we look forward to talking with you down the road.
You got it. Thanks, guys.